From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says an al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen was apparently behind the failed attempt to blow up a jetliner bound for Detroit last week. And Mr. Obama said today he thinks about the nation's security every moment of every day. NPR's Renita Jablonski has more.
President Obama described in his weekly address the path through Yemen of bombing suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. He said the 23-year-old Nigerian had been trained and equipped by the Islamic Militant Network. It was the president's most direct public language to date, tying the incident to al-Qaeda. He repeated his warning that anyone involved in the Christmas Day plot would be held accountable and said a top-to-bottom review of the nation's intelligence agencies is ongoing.
I've directed my counterterrorism and homeland security advisor at the White House, John Brennan, to lead these reviews going forward and to present the final results and recommendations to me in the days to come.
Mr. Obama added he's made it a priority to strengthen the country's partnership with the Yemeni government. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
The head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, arrived in Yemen today. He met with that country's president and discussed ways to boost military and economic cooperation. Petraeus says the United States will more than double its counterterrorism assistance to the impoverished Arab nation. Afghanistan's parliament has dealt a setback to the country's president, Hamid Karzai, in his effort to assemble a cabinet. Lawmakers have rejected 17 of the 24 names on Karzai's list of nominees. Among them, a powerful warlord nominated for a new term as the country's energy minister and the lone female nominee. But NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says the nominees who were approved include several who were in the good graces of U.S. officials.
In a salute to Americans, they did approve some of the ministers who are already in office that the Americans and that the Europeans would have preferred to see stay on, and in fact they will be staying on, and that includes the defense minister, the interior minister, the agriculture minister, finance minister, people like that that the Americans have found pretty easy to work with, who they consider to be professional and technocrats. So what's going to happen at this stage is that President Karzai has said he will submit more names for nomination, but this will obviously slow progress down, and at a time that's very vital for Afghans to be seeing their government doing things for them, this is just going to delay that further.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. Iran has set a one-month deadline for the United States and other Western nations to accept its counterproposal to a United Nations-backed plan, or it will begin producing nuclear fuel on its own. Under the UN plan, Iran would swap most of its enriched uranium for nuclear power plant fuel. Iran wants to swap smaller batches of its enriched uranium stockpile than the UN plan calls for, a move that would leave it with enough enriched uranium to make a nuclear weapon. This is NPR News from Washington. A winter storm is settling into New England, bringing periods of heavy snow and strong winds to the region. Forecasters say wind gusts could cause drifting over some major roadways. Searchers have recovered the bodies of at least 64 people killed by mudslides in a resort area of Brazil. Heavy rainfall over the past week has heightened the possibility of further slides. Jeb Blount reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The death toll continues to rise in the wake of torrential rains and mudslides in Brazil's Rio de Janeiro state. Many were smothered as they slept before dawn on New Year's Day. Many of the victims died on Ilha Grande, an island popular with foreign ecotourists. Others were killed in Angra dos Reis, a city swollen with workers seeking jobs at shipyards and a new nuclear plant. In Angra, 3,000 homes remain in areas at risk of landslides. An offshore oil boom has brought prosperity to the region, boosting the popularity of Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Local officials, though, say little has been done to ensure safe housing for workers in a mountainous rainforest region. For NPR News, I'm Jeb Blount in Rio de Janeiro.
Military bands set the tone for today's New Year's rally in North Korea, where tens of thousands of people gathered in a square decorated with red flags to voice support for the communist regime. The crowd chanting, "Let's implement it," meaning the government's policy goals. The country's president, Kim Jong-il, did not make an appearance, but other top officials watched from a balcony. In a New Year's message, the North Korean government urged an end to hostile relations with the United States. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.